Stella's Circle and the Love You by Shoppers Drug Mart program are hosting the 5th annual Run for Women virtually this year. Last year, the event raised $70,000 for the Naomi Center and the Just Us Women's Center. VOCM's Carrie Hodder caught up with Gail Thornhill, the director of housing at Stella's Circle, and Keith Bailey, a pharmacist and owner of Shoppers Drug Mart in CBS, to find out more.
We do this across Canada, and we've been doing this as an effort to raise money for a good charity, but also just encourage women and men and kids to get more active and get engaged in running and walking and just try to participate more, mainly to help your physical and mental health. So it's a great run. Last year we had over 20,000 participants across Canada, and in St. John's we had well over 1,000. So it's gone virtual this year because of COVID, but with the same energy and passion that we had last 4 or 5 years.
And Keith, I think there's the potential there for many more people to get involved because it's actually gone virtual, to be honest, isn't it?
We sort of thought about it when it went virtual, because normally we do this in June, and this year it's going to be from September 17th to the 27th and as a virtual event. But we've certainly reached out to our stores and our families across Newfoundland and really encouraged them to participate right across Newfoundland and Labrador. So now you can do it anywhere in your community. So yeah, it's got huge potential to really reach across the province.
You don't have to just, do it on that one particular day. So if it was a Saturday or a Sunday morning when normally you would be busy with kids' soccer practice or something like that, you couldn't make it. Now you've got 10 days to complete the run on your own.
The other really great thing about this event, too, is you can still get that fantastic swag bag. You can still get the excellent technical t-shirt and the finisher's bracelet. That swag bag alone, Keith, it's a $100 value easily carry. It's a beautiful bag filled with all kinds of wonderful products that you can get at Shoppers Drug Mart. So if you register for this event, no matter where you are in the province, that swag bag and that t-shirt and that finisher's medal is still available to you. Keith, how do people access that?
The bulk of the kits will be shipped to St. John's, to the running room. If you live out of town and you want home delivery, there's a $10 charge, $10.65 actually, to get it shipped directly to your house. If you actually join one of our store teams, and we have 29 stores across the island, most are creating their own teams, then we can ship it to the store and there won't be any delivery charge if you're part of that team.
And being part of that team doesn't necessarily mean you run together, right?
No, you can. If you want to take 10 days to do 5 kilometers, you can,
right.
You can do your own 100 meters every day if you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you can run as a group.
It's just wonderful flexibility there for people to do what works for them.
This is Carrie Hodder, by the way. I've got Gail Thornhill from Stella's Circle on the line with me and Keith Bailey. He's a pharmacist and owner of Shoppers Drug Mart in CBS. We're talking about the Love You Run for Women, which is now going to be held virtual this year. And I assume, Gail, that it's not just women that can take part in this challenge or this run. Anybody can.
Absolutely. Obviously, the funds that are raised go to support women's mental health initiatives, but women live in our community and their moms and their daughters and their grandmothers and their wives, and this run is open to everybody, all genders. And actually, I've seen an increase over the years, Keith, you likely have too, of the number of men who are participating, and so we want all genders to come out and participate. They do a specific kids run. It's a 1K, I think, isn't it, Keith?
Yeah, my dream is to have people having fun in their own communities right across the island, whether it's you're in Baybird or you're in Port of Basque or you're in Marystown. People having fun, getting together in smaller groups, respecting social distancing.
That's right.
And having some fun and raising money for the great programs at Stella's Circle.
As a pharmacist, you're part of the medical community. Why do you think supporting mental health initiatives like this is so important?
I think that the connection between physical and mental health is so critical. The healthier you are physically, and if you're active, and if you have a walk. I worked late last night and I went home and I walked my little dog for 20 minutes and I felt so good after my walk. And you don't need a ton of exercise to make you feel good. And it clears your mind, it makes you feel better, it makes you sleep better. So I see it personally, but I also see it in my practice, that connection between physical well-being and mental well-being. And we're trying to connect the two here so that women and men and kids realize the importance of light to moderate physical activity to make you feel better, to help you sleep better, to help you be better.
Yeah, during this particular pandemic time, especially.
I think it's a great idea. Again, yeah. The registration, it's only $40. 100% of that registration fee is donated to Stella Circle, the Naomi Center, and the Just Us Women's Center as well. You get that $100 legendary swag bag and the official Run for Women's t-shirt and the official finisher's bracelet as well. What's the website for people to sign up?
If you go to runforwomen.ca, you'll see all the races across Canada, and St. John's will be towards the bottom. So it's Newfoundland, Labrador, but St. John's is our host community for the run. But obviously, we're trying to make this into more of a provincial piece. So runforwomen.ca, and you can click St. John's. You can create your own team if you want to create a team of friends.
But you can also sign up as an individual. You don't have to join a team.
Right.
There is a time that people should register by, right? Like, don't wait until September 16th.
If you want to ensure that your race kit is there in time, especially if you're doing the home delivery, I would encourage your listeners to get registered by September the 1st, just to make sure your kits, your shirt size is there and your kit is there and all that good stuff.
Keith Bailey, pharmacist and owner of the Shoppers Drug Mart in CBS, thank you for coming on the air with me today.
Thank you.
Gail Thornhill, I've really enjoyed this conversation. Once again, go sign up for that run. It is runforwomen.ca.
Thank you for all of your support and to all of your listeners who choose to participate in the run. We appreciate the generosity.